The Lord be with you.
And also
with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. The Jews murmured about Jesus because he said, "I am the bread that came down from heaven." And they said, "Is this not Jesus, the son of Joseph? Do we not know his father and mother? Then how can he say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered and said to them, "Stop murmuring among yourselves. No one can come to me unless the Father who sent me draw him, and I will raise him on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'They shall all be taught by God.' Everyone who listens to my Father and learns from him comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father, except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the desert, but they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. And the bread that I will give is my flesh for the life of the world." The Gospel of the Lord. Dear family, I hope you are following the teachings of Christ through the Sundays. This is the third Sunday that Jesus is teaching us as it's gathered in the Gospel of John chapter 6. Through these teachings, Jesus is drawing us to himself, for us to come to accept in faith that he is the bread that comes down from heaven, the Eucharist that we celebrate every Sunday. He wants for us who now already believe to come by the grace of the Holy Spirit to a deeper and deeper relationship with him and participation in this communion. This week, I saw a fountain that had goldfish. The fountain must have been about the surface of like 4 square yards. And as I was looking at the fish inside, I was thinking, isn't it like us? They are confined in this area. That's their world. We too live under a confined, contingent world. And even if we travel, we only realize that the pond is a little bigger than we thought, but we're still confined in this world. What is it all about? Jesus came from heaven to reveal to us that we're not just sophisticated fish, we're not just sophisticated monkeys that just live about and die, but that we are sons and daughters of God, that we, united with Him, have everlasting life. We can know God and live in God. Already now here, we share in His life, we communicate with Him, we receive Him, we share Him with others. This is the purpose of our lives. And in this journey, we are nourished by Christ until we make it home to heaven. In the first reading, we saw how Elijah came to a point of despair, and he wanted to die. He said, "Enough already, God." Sometimes we may get close to that if we're not careful. You're so tired, so burdened with everything. But then the Lord comes to us. An angel of God came to Elijah and gave him bread. And this bread was a sign already of the bread that was to come, the Eucharist. As he ate this bread, he was able to walk through the desert 40 days and 40 nights until he made it to his destination. Our destination is heaven. And we have a long journey. And the Lord comes to us to nourish us with Himself, to truly make us capable of already now living divine life. The second reading gives us a glimpse of this divine life, this participation of the life of God, when St. Paul tells us, "Brothers and sisters, do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with which you were sealed for the day of redemption." Now he says, "All bitterness, fury, anger, shouting, and reviling must be removed from you, along with all malice." Now, we can say, "Well, I got angry, I had fury, I shouted because this situation happened." You see how we act? Then we are allowing ourselves to be determined, to be dominated by circumstances. Then we are not free. We are just reacting without any ability to decide who I am. Remember that saying, "The devil made me do it." The devil cannot make us do anything if we don't let him. He can try. He surely can tempt us. That's why we need to go to the Lord and cling to Him and receive His power, that we may not be overcome by temptation. So never, ever excuse yourself by saying, "The circumstance made me angry." "Oh, that's why I shouted to my wife or to my husband." No. You are in Christ. When those situations come, immediately we need to turn to the Lord first and pray so that the Lord works in us this new way of life. Do not grieve the Spirit of God. We grieve the Spirit of God when we act independently. We think independently. We're actually being puppets of the devil. We need to turn to the Lord when we find ourselves in difficult situations. Something that I didn't expect, something that really bothers me, that does not give me a license to blow up. All bitterness, fury, anger, shouting, and reviling must be removed from you, along with all malice. Practice that
especially at home, with your spouse, parents with your children, children with your parents, and with everyone. Do I ever shout to my spouse? Or get angry? There may be reasons, I think. But then pray and ask the Lord for wisdom. How do I face this difficult situation? How do I bring love where there is no love? How do I edify in this moment there may be a crisis? I'm not saying that you ignore the situation. What I'm saying is turn to the Lord and ask Him how He wants to deal with that situation according to His wisdom. And then St. Paul tells us, be kind to one another, compassionate, forgiving one another as God has forgiven you in Christ. It's pretty specific, huh? It's not just forgiving one another and that's it. Forgiving as God has forgiven us in Christ. That's the point of reference. That is the measure. So, he says, be imitators of God as beloved children and live in love as Christ loved us and handed himself over to us as a sacrificial offering to God for a fragrant aroma. We must be like this perfume, this aroma of God, this presence of God, that where we are, the aroma, the presence of the Lord is felt through who we are. Check out how you reflect God through your face, through your gestures, through your words. The Lord is so wounded and hurt in this gospel today because after all the signs He has given, all the manifestations of love, all the miracles, the people murmured about Jesus because He said He's the bread that came down from heaven. And what does the Lord says? Stop murmuring among yourselves. So pray, ask the Lord to show you, do I murmur? Do I complain inside of myself? That is what leads to anger and shouting, because we start allowing this poison to work in us, which is my own reasoning, contaminated by the world, moved by the enemy. That is not from God. Do not murmur. Listen to the Lord. He's bringing us to a higher ground. We are called to this new life through the Eucharist. As I said last Sunday, Jesus in the Eucharist is not static, just sitting there, but rather we're being drawn into an event. That is the infinite love of the Father bestowed on the Son, the Son giving Himself in complete oblation to the Father. And in this rapture of love, which is the Holy Spirit, we are called now to enter, like coming into the center of a powerful whirlwind, this powerful dynamism of love, so that we too become one with love, and we become love, that is to be holy unto God.